Order, order.
Parliament adjourned after just 20 minutes. It began with this request from the Prime Minister, John Key.
Mr Speaker, I seek leave to make a statement informing the House of a matter of significant public importance relating to the earthquake in Christchurch.
The Prime Minister doesn't need leave to make a ministerial statement.
Mr Speaker, I've been informed of a major earthquake in Christchurch and surrounding areas. Reports are coming in of damage in the city and we are in very early stages of responding to the earthquake.
Mr Key said it could be some time before the situation on the ground became clearer.
But what we do know is that the people of Canterbury are once again going through a traumatic and frightening experience.
Joining the Prime Minister and expressing concern for the people caught up in the earthquake, Labor's Deputy Leader Annette King said it appeared the devastation was even greater than that caused by the first earthquake in September.
It was felt as far away as Greymouth and Timaru, Dunedin, and people in this building also felt it. We know that there have been some injuries to people and we hope and pray that there have not been any fatalities.
Speaking on behalf of Canterbury MPs, the Progressive's Jim Anderton said that after 4,000 aftershocks, most people had thought the worst was behind them.
This time is a bit personal because I was talking to my electorate office when the earthquake hit and there was a real terror in the voice of Jeanette Lawrence, who's been with me a long time, and she doesn't scare easily. And she just said to me, all of the buildings across the road have just collapsed. And you kind of felt this was a bit different. And the walls and of our own building seem to be in great trouble. I've not been able to get them since. The phones are out, both cell phones and office phones, of course. And my wife, who is in the centre of the city this afternoon, I'm unable to contact her either. And it'll be the same for many of us outside of Christchurch and a worrying time for all. And I feel for everyone in this position.
Mr Anderton said they've been lucky with the timing of the first earthquake, which struck around 4:30 in the morning.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, couldn't have happened at a worse time. So it will be a bigger miracle if we escape as lightly as we did the first time in terms of personal injuries or fatalities. There's clearly a more significant possibility of that this time, and we have to face that. The Christchurch community and Cantabrians in general, and I say this as a former Aucklander, are pretty resilient, and they are courageous and they show a lot of fortitude. But I think I have to say to the rest of New Zealand, if ever there was a time to feel with us and for us and to offer a hand of assistance, this would almost certainly be it, because all of those qualities will be tested to the maximum that they've ever been tested.
Jim Anderton was followed by his fellow one-man party leader, United Futures' Peter Dunne.
As some members will know, I'm part of the Cantabrian diaspora, and while that is fun at times of rivalry between provinces and competition, it's an occasion like this that brings home to you what your roots mean to you. When you know, and I take the point that Mr. Anderton made, of family who are somewhere in the central city at the moment that you cannot contact, when you see the scenes of devastation, Christchurch Cathedral was an icon, and to see the spire crumble is something that I never thought imaginable. I've seen the photographs of what happened in the 1886 earthquake when it did crumble. And I take some comfort from the fact that the rebuilding of Christchurch Cathedral and the restoration of it to its original grandeur became a symbol then for the recovery of the province from the devastation of the earthquake. And I believe in its own way it will serve that purpose now.
After thanking party leaders for their support, the Prime Minister said his Cabinet would be holding an emergency meeting.
But it's important that the people of Canterbury know that we'll be there to give them every support that we possibly can. I'm sure everyone will appreciate it's an extremely fluid situation at the moment. We don't have the best information available to us, but it is very clear that the earthquake, because of the shallow nature of it and the time that's taken place, has wreaked significant havoc on Canterbury. And is likely to have cost lives.
Mr Key then handed over to his Deputy Leader of the House.
The Honourable Simon Power.
Mr Speaker, I seek leave for the House to now adjourn as a mark of respect for the people of Christchurch and the Canterbury area.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is no objection. The House stands adjourned until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this report was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.